Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and today I'm joined by Reed Hillen, Britt Garland, and Ashley Crisp. Does everyone want to say hi?
Hello.
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 Great. We are approaching 6 months of the Highland Formation Podcast. Yeah. Our six-month anniversary is June 12th. So we wanted to give you guys some updates about what will be happening over the summer on the podcast, and also just kind of reflect on how the past 6 months have gone. So let's start by, what would you say your favorite part about the podcast has been?
I think for me, something that has been just really fun to get to tune in and listen to is the fact that we do one story for a whole week, but with all the different voices we hear, you see a different wonder question, and just how people take the same story and just have different ideas or questions or insights that they get out of it. And it's cool to see how people take one story in different directions.
I've enjoyed seeing the ways that our hypothesis was that formation is done consistently over longer spans and less big splashes. And so seeing the ways that that's been true, and experiencing like the blessing words being written on our hearts and learning scripture together has been impactful to me. And so I've loved seeing the way that that's been true for us.
I have enjoyed hearing the different voices that have read for the podcast. I think it's a good medium for that anyone can participate in. And yep. So, and we record in advance, so I don't remember who's going to be when I open the app and press play. I don't remember whose voice it's going to be. So it's always a fun surprise, especially when it's not my voice. it's always a fun surprise to see who is leading us in the prayers and the readings for that day.
My favorite part has been seeing how our blessing words at the end and the sending are becoming a larger part of the Highland community. Recently, I heard them said over our graduating university seniors, and getting to see the kids know our blessing words that we've been using as prayer too, and correcting me if I say it differently than the podcast each time.
It's everyone's least favorite part.
Editing.
My one wish is that we could hear the wonder responses if you are stopping and wondering together. And we would love it if you are somebody that's a, you know, I would love to send in a response. You can send it to us in an email, and we'll find a way. This might be a different thing now, but find a way to get that played on the podcast. Like I was wondering about this story this when I heard the question. So that would be a really cool thing. And so that's kind of one of my wishes right now, of wish there was a dialogue and response to those wonder questions that are impacting me so deeply every day.
We also don't know who's listening unless you directly told us that you're listening, which we really appreciate. Which is different than most of our other, most of the other things we do are done face to face. And so the fact that this is just kind of going out into the world and we don't really know who's listening other than my mother.
Yes.
And Shelby.
Hi, Sarah. Okay, well, we are going to adjust a few things for the summer and have a different rhythm of the podcast over the summer. So, Reed, will you tell us what are some things that we can expect over the coming weeks?
Yeah, for the summer, we'll have one person read the story each week. So you'll hear the same voice for a week at a time, forcing that person then to vary up their own I wonder question, which is really interesting. To kind of see how that goes, and that's pretty exciting. And then on Fridays, we're adding a psalm. And so I'm really excited about that, of incorporating another element of Scripture into our regular rhythm. And it keeps a similar format. We took out a couple things with that, but the format will be similar. But it'll be a psalm instead of a narrative. And at the end of the psalm, we'll hear the reader say, let the Spirit hear. Let the people hear what the Spirit says to the church. And so we will we'll engage with that and then wonder what the Spirit's saying to us.
This summer, we're also headed to the Old Testament. That is where the lectionary takes us. So I'm excited to hear some of the formational, foundational stories that we hear over and over and again in multiple different ways, and see what we're wondering about this summer.
We're also going to work to memorize the words from Isaiah 55 over the course of the summer. And we're going to do that a little bit differently than the way that we did the Shema, in that we're going to start with two verses. You'll hear call and response just as a way to help kind of on-ramp into learning a longer chunk of scripture. So we are going to spend the summer working to memorize the words from Isaiah 55, 6 through 13. We also have some whole church-wide events that are coming up, and we want to make sure that you have those on your summer calendar. So Britt, will you tell us some opportunities?
Yes. So we have the first event that will be coming up shortly once this podcast episode comes out is on June 3rd. We are doing a family movie night, which will be super fun because we'll have a popcorn and a candy bar. So come out with your families to that. And then we have two whole Highland family swim nights. The first one is going to be June 17th, and then the second one is going to be July 8th, and both of those are going to be at Adventure Cove.
Great.
Yeah.
So we'll see you Sunday mornings and at movie night and swim nights.
We're really excited to be hanging out with y'all this summer, and we're really excited for hopefully maybe some feedback on a little bit of the changed rhythm of what the podcast is for the summer.
As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Peace out.